I'm curious, as you look back, comparing where we are right now to maybe 3-4 years ago, I mean, not very long ago when all these new studies came out, from a practical perspective, how much do you think this is really affecting survival, quality of life in the metastatic setting right now? Have we really changed the disease?
I think that the discovery and the implementation of targeted therapies represents dramatic progress in this disease. It's changed the way we treat patients with renal cell cancer. It's allowed for considerable more options for treatment. The major endpoints we have to date for most of the trials is progression-free survival, and they show a sizable benefit in progression-free survival. For example, the phase 3 trial of sunitinib compared to interferon showed 150% benefit in progression-free survival for sunitinib compared to interferon. Now, the survival data is not yet available for that trial, but we would predict that we'll show a large benefit compared to the historical control with interferon alone. And in fact, other study with temsirolimus has shown a rather large survival benefit for temsirolimus compared to interferon. One of the other aspects of this treatment is the use of sequential therapy. And what we anticipate will happen in renal cancer is a similar situation to what we see in several of the other cancers, like colorectal cancer, where a patient may benefit from one of these targeted therapies for a time, then progress. We'll be able to offer him a second. He'll benefit from that, and third and potentially a fourth. So I think that what we're going to see is a dramatic change in the overall survival for patients with metastatic renal cancer with the use of multiple targeted therapies. And we have 4 or 5 of these that are now shown benefit in phase 3 trials. There are more that are coming. So I think that we will continue to build upon this new approach and develop more and better therapies for our patients.
Do you think you're seeing that in your practice? Do you think there's, you know, and obviously it's sort of anecdotal, but do you get the feeling that people are living longer? Do you feel like you have better tools to control symptoms? Has it really made a practical difference?
There's been a dramatic change in my own practice. My practice is limited to patients with renal cell cancer and one other GU malignancy. And in the past, had very few options to offer patients, and there was a very poor prognosis. We first started offering patients sunitinib on clinical trials back in 2003, and really the situation has changed dramatically for those patients with metastatic renal cancer, now with multiple options that are available to the patients. And in fact, some of the patients that we initiated therapy on clinical trials with sunitinib back in 2003 that would otherwise been expected to have a very short prognosis are being maintained on chronic sunitinib therapy in continued remission for up to 3 years now.